From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The war crimes trial of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic opened in The Hague today, but it was immediately adjourned because the defendant refused to appear in court. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has a report from The Hague.
Karadzic, who is representing himself, claims he's not been given enough time to prepare his case. Prosecutors say that after 15 months in custody and with a team of legal advisors, the defendant should be ready. Presiding Judge Ogan Kwon said the trial will resume tomorrow with the prosecution's opening statement. If the defendant continues to be absent, he said, judges will consider appointing a lawyer to represent him. Karadzic faces 11 charges, including genocide, for the 44-month-long siege of Sarajevo and for the massacre at Srebrenica. Many Bosnian women, survivors of the war, mothers and wives of those killed and rape victims, were here for the trial opening. They voiced a disappointment and anger, and some expressed doubts they would ever see justice done. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.
A deadly day in Afghanistan for U.S. forces. In two separate incidents involving helicopters, at least 14 U.S. servicemen were killed. NPR's Tom Bowman reports from Afghanistan.
In one of the incidents, U.S. forces were raiding a suspected Taliban compound in western Afghanistan, investigating possible narcotics trafficking. U.S. forces got into a firefight with insurgents, officials say, and killed a dozen of them. But as one of the helicopters was leaving, it suddenly went down, killing 7 U.S. servicemen and 3 U.S. civilians, and injuring a dozen others. The American civilians were not identified. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency works with U.S. forces. A senior DEA official in Kabul declined to comment on whether his agents were involved. In the other helicopter incident, 2 Marine attack helicopters collided while in an operation in Helmand Province, killing 4 and injuring 2. Meanwhile, 2 other U.S. servicemen died in eastern Afghanistan. Today's toll could make October the deadliest month for American forces since the war began in 2001. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.
The New York Yankees are going to the World Series. They won the American League pennant last night in 6 games by beating the Los Angeles Angels 5-2. The series' most valuable player, ace pitcher C.C. Sabathia, says reaching the World Series was always the team's goal from the start.
We came in with the goal of spring training of winning a championship, and, you know, we're one step closer. You know, it's a close team, and we have a lot of fun together, and just feels good to be able to celebrate with those guys in there.
The World Series begins Wednesday night as the Yankees take on the Philadelphia Phillies in New York. Japanese share prices were higher today as the market shrugged off a fall on Wall Street on Friday. The Nikkei average rose by 79 points, or 0.8%. It was the Nikkei's highest close in 4 weeks. This is NPR News. Firefighters have built containment lines around 20% of the boundary of a blaze that has reached 600 acres in the hills near Santa Cruz, California. About 160 homes are threatened. From member station KUSP, J.D. Hillard has this report.
California's Cal Fire Agency expects to have 1,200 firefighters in the hills near Santa Cruz Monday morning to increase the containment of the Loma Fire. Working around steep terrain that limited access, crews have kept the flames from all but a handful of structures. The National Weather Service forecasts the high winds and low humidity that quickly spread the fire early Sunday morning will continue through Wednesday, with gusts up to 40 miles per hour expected on Tuesday. The first team to arrive on the scene early Sunday morning found 5 acres alight and soon requested additional help. Despite heavy rains in the region almost 2 weeks ago, the fire spread quickly. High winds also grounded aircraft at times. For NPR News, this is J.D. Hillard in Santa Cruz.
President Obama meets at the White House today with his national security team to discuss Afghanistan. This will be the 6th full-scale Afghan conference in the White House Situation Room. It comes as Afghanistan prepares for next week's presidential runoff election. When the meeting is finished, the president goes to Florida to visit with troops at the Jacksonville Naval Air Station. He will speak to troops and families and meet with both Navy and Marine personnel to thank them for their service and sacrifice. The White House says this does not mean the president is ready to announce a decision on his commander's call for tens of thousands of reinforcements. Republicans say the delay is dangerous. White House aides say the president is determined to take enough time to get this decision right. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.